fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Although perhaps I shouldn't call you Penelope Noir this morning. What's the names you've got here?
My name is Piggers Beauford Eden.
Piggers Beauford Eden.
Your name is Ratty Onstruther Smythe.
Ratty, I like that.
Zoe is Zippy Shalmondelet Oleswater.
Yes, it is.
You've definitely got the best name.
I know. It also suits you somehow.
It's just because I've got this ridiculous coat on today.
I'm just going to call you Zippy from now on.
I'm happy with that. I think it suits me.
So what are these names, Penelope?
That came from the Sloan Ranger name generator.
The Sloan Ranger name generator. All right, what's a Sloan Ranger?
Okay, a Sloan Ranger is basically... it's a geographical kind of description for a group of people that lived around Sloane Square, which is in Chelsea. And it's kind of like the area of Knightsbridge, South Kensington and Chelsea in London.
So kind of a posh bit.
Yeah, and it came from upper class kind of society. What's quite interesting is that it's not a kind of tribe that set up to dress like, say, like a mod or a goth or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It just kind of got called Sloane Rangers because they... automatically just dressed in pie crust collars, which, if people don't know, they're kind of like a little kind of turtleneck with a little kind of frill around the top.
Oh, yep.
They wear pearls, silk scarves, sensible knitwear, calf-length skirts.
Sensible knitwear.
Matronly floral prints, belly pumps and barber kind of, you know, festival kind of jackets, you know, when you're out on the farm. The men are kind of called Hooray Henrys.
Hooray Henrys.
They're wearing navy blazers and rugby shirts and cords and brogues and pink and pale yellow shirts. If anyone knows Harry Enfield's character, Tim Nice But Dim.
Oh, yep.
That would be the epitome of a Hooray Henry.
Nice.
But I guess kind of the most famous one is Lady Diana Spencer.
Ah, I see. Of course, but I would never have thought that because she's so iconic in her own right. But yes, absolutely.
She was considered a super Sloane, but of course she was...
The next level up.
Yeah, she was actually aristocracy. So technically she's not really a Sloane, it's just that she dressed and flattered with all her friends that dressed the same. And
got you.
So her and her, you know, with being announced, like the engagement being announced in 1981 and that sort of thing, she became very harassed by the paparazzi, everyone knows this, and her style just completely took off. And there's a bit of a resurgence because of the is it Netflix?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Show The Crown. Which I've not watched because I guess I feel like I've lived it, so as in, you know, real life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But apparently it's really good. A guy called Peter York and Anne Barr wrote the official Sloane Ranger handbook in 1982. They technically kind of came up with the name in 1975 while working for Harper's and Queen. They kind of had noticed that there was this kind of group of people congregating around Sloane Square that kind of looked like they all, you know,
they look like a club, kind of.
Yeah, and so they were going to call them something else, Coventry Rangers or something.
Mm.
But then somebody came up with the term Sloane Ranger as a play on...
like the Lone Ranger. Ranger.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, if you think about it, all these people kind of like have normally quite wealthy parents. They'll do things like work in... publicity and wine and that sort of thing, kind of like feeding to the... more upper class, kind of wealthy. I think the closest thing I can think of that I've seen that's like this is Made in Chelsea, but they don't dress the same. But it's the same kind of attitude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Parents are wealthy. They kind of go to work because it's something to do as opposed to having to.
Yeah, a necessity, yeah.
I guess I kind of feel like this has been making a resurgence for quite a while. Apparently, Diana was the style icon of 2020, so revisited.
Everyone's sitting in their isolation bubbles with their pearls on.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if you think about it, you know, there's a lot of kind of floral that's come back, yeah. and a lot of that pie crust collar is coming through on shirts and
also,
things like that.
Her kind of active wear thing is having a bit of a moment again as well.
The bike shorts with the sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing at the moment.
Yeah.
And like big, chunky, kind of ugly, but also very cool sneakers as well. I mean, sneakers have always had their place, but there's a very specific type of like tennis sneaker that seems to have reappeared in the last year or so.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I kind of read this quote that said, Sloan Rangers seem to have the life it was only sensible to watch.
Ooh.
Not to want, sorry. Yeah. Because I guess it just seems, I mean, for me, it just seems so conservative and not, it kind of, like, they're buying clothes for the purpose of buying clothes.
So would labels be things like Fred Perry and
Gucci?
Gucci and,
Gucci loafers, things like that.
Mm.
I guess the American equivalent is preppy.
Mm-hmm.
Or wasp.
Waspy.
It's weird because when I was growing up, I actually thought a Sloan Ranger was named after the female character from Ferris Bueller.
Which is hilarious because she absolutely could be a Sloan Ranger. Maybe she was named after Sloan Rangers.
Yeah, I can't remember what her character was, but I did see it over the weekend and I thought, oh, I wonder if her name was Sloan.
Yeah, yeah. No, yep. she really had that look down. She kind of had the little preppy outfits, American version of it maybe, teenage American version.
Kind of Kate Middleton and Harry are kind of modern dressing Sloans. But the millennial Sloan has kind of ended up being kind of geographically pushed out for self-made money in those areas, so a lot of more wealthier people have moved into that area, but they've like they haven't inherited it.
Mm-hmm. And that's such a thing in the UK, inherited wealth versus self-made wealth. There is like classism upon classism even within the like wealthiest classes.
But
your money's like new money,
versus you've obviously old money. Got no style.
Filthy new money.
There was a term for a while, like a chav Sloan, which we all know a chav is like, you know, kind of white trash, but they labelled people with new money that sort of thing, you know, because it is so classist there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. And I feel like Sloans also have that, you know, as you say, like hunting jackets and like,
barber.
We just go to the country club on the weekend. And
I've always wanted a barber jacket though.
Yeah, they're
because
quite cool.
They're just like, I don't know, just so festival chic, you know. And because they've got like those Liberty prints or the tartan on the inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of moleskin or waterproof. And I'm just like, oh, I really want one of those. But, you know.
Very Alexa Chung.
It's a lotto purchase.
Yeah. When we all win the lotto and we can really live up to, you know, our zippy, piggy and ratty alter egos, we will come into BFM in our barber jackets and our Hunter Wellingtons and we'll be truly posh.
True. We'll have to get some pearls for next week.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I did watch the last season of The Crown. I succumbed to it over lockdown.
Is it good?
It's really interesting. Yep. It is good. I couldn't stop watching it, but I mean, I sort of like pretended for ages. I was like, I can't watch The Crown. Ooh, the monarchy.
I might have to watch it
winter. The costumes are great. There's some very good drama. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I skipped all the Margaret Thatcher bits. I couldn't be bothered. What were you going to say, Zoe?
Oh, only that I watched it too, but sort of petered off when it got to the fourth season.
Yeah.
For me.
I just basically watched it for Diana, to be honest.
Does it come up to now?
I don't know. No, the most recent season
is
Princess
spicy.
Diana's moment. So, I don't know how far they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the Queen watches it, which I think is...
Oh.
You kind of would, though, wouldn't you, if someone's like making a TV show about your life, apparently. Well, thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us Sloan Rangers this morning.
Thank you.
Have a lovely rest of your day.
You too.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.